请大家打开《使徒行传》第二十一章。
Please open your Bibles to Acts chapter 21.
我们已经来到《使徒行传》第二十一章，我们今天要跟大家思想十七到二十六节。
And we have come to Acts 21. We shall study verses 17 to 26 today.
《使徒行传》第二十一章十七节说，到了耶路撒冷，弟兄们欢欢喜喜地接待我们。第二天，保罗同我去见雅各，长老们也都在那里。保罗问他们安，便将神用他传教在外邦人中间所行之事一一地述说了。他们听见就荣耀归于神，对保罗说，兄台，你看犹太人中信主的人有多少万，并且都热心，都为律法热心。他们听见人说你教训一切在外邦的犹太人，离弃摩西，对他们说不要给孩子行割礼，也不要遵行条规，众人必听见你来了，这可怎么办呢？二十三节，你就照着我们的话行吧。我们这里有四个人都有怨在身，你带他们去，与他们一同行接近的礼，替他们拿出规费，叫他们得以剃头，这样众人就可以知道先前所听见的事都是虚的，并且知道你自己为人循规蹈矩，遵行律法。至于信主的外邦人，我们已经写信拟定，叫他们谨记那祭偶像之物和血和勒死的牲畜以奸淫。于是保罗就带着四个人，第二天与他们一同行洁净的礼，进了殿，报名洁净的日期满足，只等祭司为他们个人献祭。
Acts 21 verse 17. When we had come to Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly. On the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. After greeting them, he related one by one the things that God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified God. And they said to him, You see, brother, how many thousands there are among the Jews of those who have believed.They are all zealous for the law, and they have been told about you that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children or walk according to our customs. What then is to be done? They will certainly hear that you have come. Do therefore what we tell you. We have four men who are under a vow. Take this man and purify yourself along with them,and pay their expenses, so that they may shave their heads. Thus all will know that there is nothing in what they have been told about you, but that you yourself also live in observance to the law. But as for the Gentiles who have believed, we have sent a letter with our judgment that they should abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from what has been strangled, and from sexual immorality.Then Paul took the men, and the next day he purified himself along with them and went into the temple, giving notice when the days of purification would be fulfilled and the offering presented for each one of them.
这段圣经看起来非常复杂。
This passage looks complicated.
但是这段圣经是在讲到顺服的功课。
But this passage is actually talking about the lesson of submission.
如果你仔细看第二十三节到二十四节
，If you pay careful attention to verses 23 and 24,
这里是教会耶路撒冷教会的长老对保罗所说的话。
Here records for us the speech that the elders in Jerusalem spoke to Paul.
他们说你，他说你就照着我们的话行吧。
They said to Paul, "Do what, therefore, what we tell you."
你就是保罗。
And they were telling you, you is Paul.
照做我们就是耶路撒冷的长老。
And what we is referring to the elders at Jerusalem.
所以这里是耶路撒冷的长老，包括雅各，以雅各为头带头，叫保罗，你听我们的话，照我们的话去行。
And James being the leader, and all the elders were telling Paul to do whatever they tell him.
这个行字呢，是在原文是命令式的口语。
And the word do in the original Greek is in the imperative form.
然后他叫他们与他一同行洁净的礼，行字也是命令。
And when they told him to do, it is actually a command.
而且呢，他说叫他们拿，叫保罗拿钱来，支持是四个人剃头，剃头是很贵的东西，要花钱的，他这个也是命令。
And even the phrase pay their expenses so that they may shave their heads. Firstly, this involved quite a big sum of money, but the word pay was also in the imperative.
所以有一个这个圣经的这个学者说，这边有一系列的这个命令。
And so Bible scholars have commented that there is a whole series of commands.
当然，这里我们就发现保罗就很愿意去听。
And we found that Paul actually listened to them willingly.
所以如果你注意到这里有一系列的命令，而保罗竟然服从，这个就是讲到圣经中的服从。
And even though there's an entire series of commands, but Paul actually obeyed these commands, so this lesson is on biblical submission.
保罗非常注意这个顺服的功课。
And Paul paid careful attention to the lesson of submission.
或许大家可以翻到《使徒行传》23章去看一看。
And you might turn to Acts 23.
保罗在公会的时候呢，他在公会见证的时候，大祭司亚拿尼亚吩咐人打他的嘴。第二节，那么保罗就转过来骂他说：“你这个粉饰的墙，神要打你！” 你在坐堂的时候竟然按法律审问我，就违背法律打我。那么在第四节，就人问他：“你骂神的大祭司吗？”保罗突然，哎呀，原来是神的大祭司，弟兄，我不知道是大祭司。原来经上记着说不可毁谤你的百姓，他马上改变他的语气。
And in Acts 23:2, as Paul was speaking, the high priest Ananias commanded those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, God is going to strike you, you whitewashed wall. Are you sitting to judge me according to the law, and yet contrary to the law you order me to be struck? And those who stood by said, would you revile God's high priest? And Paul immediately changed his stance when he found out that this was the high priest. In verse 5, he said, I did not know, brothers, that he was the high priest, for it is written, you shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people.
基督徒呢的人生是一个顺服的人生。
And the Christian life is a life of submission.
我们圣经里面常常教导我们要服从。
And the Bible often teaches us to obey.
就算那个保罗碰到这个大祭司，做错打他，他也不敢毁谤他。
And even when Paul was faced with the high priest who struck him wrongly, he did not revile the high priest.
就算是天使，
even angels,
在犹大书第一章第九节讲到天使长米迦勒呢，他在指责这个魔鬼的时候呢，他都不敢用毁谤的话。 责备他，不敢责备他，只说主自己责备你吧。
And even the archangel Michael recorded in the book of Jude in verse 9, when he was contending with the devil, was disputing about the body of Moses, did not presume to pronounce a blasphemous judgment, but said, the Lord rebuke you.
圣经里面很清楚教导我们说，我们每一个人呢，都要顺服在上的掌权者，罗马书13章1节。
And the Bible clearly teaches us that we are to be subject to the governing authorities, Romans 13:1.
而且呢，这些在上的掌权者都是神所命定，不然的话，没有人能够坐在那个位置。
For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God.
希伯来书十三章十七节也是告诉我们说，我们必须要依从那引导我们的，并且顺服。
And Hebrews 13:17 also tell us to obey your leaders and submit to them.
那么圣经也告诉我们，这教会的长老呢，其实就是圣灵所立的监督。
And of course, the Bible also tells us that the elders or overseers of the church were established by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们每一个人都必须要顺服。
So each and every one of us ought to submit.
所以你看到基督徒的人生呢，都是顺服的。在上的掌权者，我们必须要顺服。
So a Christian life is a life of submission. We have to be submitted to the governing authority.
孩子必须要顺服父母。
Children are to obey their parents.
妻子必须要顺服丈夫。
And wife to submit to the husband.
信徒必须要顺服教会的领导。
And believers ought to submit to the leaders of the church.
那么职员呢，必须要顺服他的老板。
Employees are to be submit to their employers.
所以这个是一个很重要的功课。
And this is indeed a important lesson.
圣经里面怎么样告诉我们一个圣经中的顺服呢？
How does the Bible teach about biblical submission?
今天呢，我们活在一个世界呢，不尊重权柄。
Today we live in a world that reviles authority.
特别是很多人注重个人主义。
And many people are actually focusing on individual rights.
他们很注意个人的这个隐私权。
And they speak about their own privacy.
你不能够讲到他的生活。
You cannot speak about their private lives.
今天我们讲了很多有关顺服，其实都是口头上面的话，实际上我们没有人顺服的。
And many people speak about submission, but it is just a proclamation by the mouth.
但是这段圣经很清楚给我们看到，这个使徒保罗来到耶路撒冷，竟然顺服教会里面的长老。
But this passage in Acts shows us clearly that even the apostle Paul, when he came to Jerusalem, he submitted to the church elders.
啊，这个是非常奇怪的事情。
This is an amusing thing.
所以我们要仔细看这段圣经到底在讲为什么保罗，使徒保罗竟然能够顺服在这个耶路撒冷的长老 的底下呢？
So we want to carefully study this passage to see how did Paul actually submit under the elders in Jerusalem.
因为在耶路撒冷教会开始的时候呢，是使徒们带头。
When the church in Jerusalem started, it was led by the apostles.
但是当这个教会成熟的时候呢，整个教会呢是由长老来带领。
But as the church matured, it became led by elders.
而且你会注意到这个长老会里面呢的头是谁呢？就是雅各。
And within the council of the elders, the leader was James.
而且我们知道保罗来到耶路撒冷的时候，在加拉太书有提到，他也见到彼得，彼得也在这个长老群当中，但是他没有带头。
And we learn from the book of Galatians that when Paul came to Jerusalem, he also met with Peter, and Peter was among the council of elders, but he wasn't the leader.
当彼得被监禁然后被释放之后呢，他也告诉他们，你赶快去告诉雅各，在使徒行传第十二章那里。
And in Acts chapter 12, after Peter was imprisoned and freed, he also instructed the people to bring a report to James.
所以我们看到，原来在耶路撒冷教会，当教会形成了之后呢，他们就开始有这个长老，之后呢，他们就是教会最高的这个权柄，就是停留在长老的身上。
And therefore we realize that after the founding of the church in Jerusalem and as the church matured, they became ruled by elders and the elders became the highest authority in the church.
当然这些长老必须顺服于神，在顺服在神的话语底下。
But of course, these elders must be submitted to the word of God.
我们在研究使徒行传的时候，不断地跟大家讲，我们是有福的，因为神给我们在教会里面，而且按例教会的领导来看顾我们，这是神的旨意。
And as we studied through the book of Acts, we have said before that we are indeed blessed because God has placed us into the local church and appointed elders to lead us, and this is God's will.
那么在这个长老呢，是要喂养、要看守、要保护这些信徒。
And elders are to feed and to protect the believers.
所以信徒呢必须要遵从这个教会长老的带领。
But believers must also obey the leaders, the leading elders.
所以这个就是神对教会的心意。
And this is God's will for the church.
所以我们来看这段圣经的时候，你看保罗第三次布道回来的时候呢，就回到耶路撒冷，因为保罗在各处传道，他不是耶路撒冷的长老，所以他来的时候，他必须要向长老们报告。
And we read in this passage that at the end of Paul's third missionary journey, he came and brought a report to the elders of the church in Jerusalem. Paul was not an elder of the church in Jerusalem, and therefore he had to report to them.
所以你看第十八节，第二天保罗就同我们去见雅各，长老们也都在那里。
Verse 18 tells us that on the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present.
那么保罗就向他们报告神怎么样用他来传教，然后所行的一些事都仔细的说了。
And Paul related one by one the things that God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry.
那么保他们就第二十节就为做这件事情荣把荣耀归给神。
And when they heard it, they glorified God.
但是这些长老们又对保罗说，他说现在我们感谢主，主做这件事情，但是现在你来到耶路撒冷，我们碰到一个问题。
And they said to him, we are thankful to God that he has done all these things through you, but now that you have come to Jerusalem, we have a problem.
所以他在第二十节说，兄台，你看犹太人信主的人有多少万。
You see, brother, verse 20, how many thousands there are among the Jews of those who have believed.
而且呢，他说这些人很多，而且这些人就是为律法热心。
So there's a multitude of them, and they are all zealous for the law.
为律法热心的意思是说，这边有一边好像是分锐党的人。
And these are like the zealots.
所以他们是要坚持守律法的。
And they insisted on obeying the law.
他们听见你保罗教训外邦的犹太人说，不要听从摩西，也不要行割礼，也不需要行这个规条。
And they have been told about you that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children or walk according to our customs.
那么现在他们必然知道你来了，现在可怎么好呢？
And they will know that you have come, so what shall we do?
所以这边遇到一个问题是，保罗你来到耶路撒冷，现在有很多人就是律法热心的人，现在他们要来抓你，他们要来抵挡你，现在怎么办呢？
So Paul, now that you have come to Jerusalem, there's this big group of people who are zealous about the law and they are going to oppose you, so what shall we do?
所以他说，保罗你听好，我们照我们的话说。
So Paul, do therefore what we tell you.
所以他们长老都已经有拟好了一套计划。
So the elders have already came up with a plan.
然后吩咐保罗，保罗你要按照我们的话去行。
And they instructed Paul to do accordingly.
所以我们讲这个行字呢，是保罗长老给保罗的命令。
Therefore, the word do was actually a command that the elders gave to Paul.
所以我们发现保罗就有了这个命令，而且他说你要这边有四个人呢，他们有愿在身，这个愿是拿西尔人的愿。
And there's four men who are under a vow, this is the Nazarite vow.
而且呢，你要带着这个四个人一同去行洁净的礼。
And you are to take this man and purify yourself along with them.
所以他说你保罗也要行洁净的礼，这个行字也是一个命令。
So the word purify is also in the imperative, meaning a command.
为什么保罗需要行洁净的礼呢？
And Paul himself was to be purified, and why?
有很多猜测。
There are many guesses.
但是最主要是他从外邦人的地区回来，所以他必须要洁净。
The main reason is that he has just returned from Gentile territory, so he needs to be purified.
所以他说你必须要行洁净的礼，然后你必须要拿钱来支持，来帮助这些四个人去剃头。
And you are to pay their expenses so that they may shave their heads.
让人家知道你是一个遵循律法的人。
So that everyone will know that you yourself also live in observance of the law.
那么这里我们看到保罗说遇到这个 这个问题是他们来捉保罗，以为保罗不要行律法，而现在长老叫他们，你必须要去行律法，然后来满足他们。
And we know that the problem here is that a group of people who were about to oppose Paul for not obeying the law, but the elders instructed him to actually obey the law so that the problem can be prevented.
所以他们讲的是犹太人。
They were talking about Jews.
至于那个外邦人呢？第二十五节，至于外邦人呢，我们早已经写信告诉他们要禁戒偶像的物、血，还有勒死的牲畜，还有奸淫。
But as for the Gentiles, verse 25, we have sent a letter with our judgment that they should abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols and from blood and from what has been strangled and from sexual immorality.
好了，现在问题是保罗应不应该听从这些长老的？的命令呢？
And the question now is, should Paul obey the elders?
所以我们要学习这段功课呢，要是不是学一个功课是保罗怎么样来听从来这些长老是不顺服还是不顺服呢？
So the lesson we want to learn from Paul is how did he decide whether to obey or not?
首先呢，我们必须要知道保罗如果他应该是他不是长老，他必须要听从长老的命令。
Firstly, we want to realize that Paul was not an elder, so he was submitted to the elders.
所以，但是这里呢，有没有牵涉到真理的问题呢？
But is the truth being concerned here?
啊，这里我们要知道一件事情，就是说，如果保罗违背真理，这个就是错的。
We know that if Paul goes against the truth, then it will be wrong.
但是有很多解经家就在这边有很大的挣扎。有些人认为保罗做错了，有些人保罗做对了。
And Bible scholars have debated on this. Many think that he has done wrong, but yet many also think that he has done right.
我们认为保罗是没有犯错，保罗是做对了。
And we believe that Paul committed no wrong here and he was in the right.
为什么呢？保罗从外邦回来报告他的这个宣教的报告。
As Paul returned from Gentile territory and brought the report of his missionary journey.
那么他在这边，这些长老要他去行这个拿细耳人的愿。
And the elders wanted him to obey the Nazarite vow.
但是我们也知道保罗早就已经行了，记得吗？在使徒行传第十八章，保罗已经行了，所以这个不是第一次保罗做的。
And we know that in Acts 18, Paul actually obeyed the Nazarite vow requirements before, so this is not the first time.
所以那是第二次宣教布道的时候，保罗已经行了一个守了一个的拿细耳人的愿。
So in his second missionary journey, Paul has already fulfilled the requirements of the Nazarite vow.
第二呢，我们发现呢，保罗呢在这里呢没有犯任何一个跟真理违背的地方。
And we also realize, secondly, that over here, Paul did not do anything that caused the truth to be compromised.
而且这里呢，你看到保罗在这边讲的是，这边有两批人，这个是一个是外邦人。不应该守律法，这个是很清楚的。但是犹太人是不是应该继续守律法呢？
And actually, if you read carefully, there are two groups of people here. The Gentiles do not need to obey the law, that is very clear. But how about the Jews?
而且呢，我们发现在圣经里面完全没有阻止犹太人遵循当时的律法。
And we realize that the scriptures are silent about whether Jews should obey the law at that time.
不但是 silent, 而且是没有反对他们继续守。
And it does not object to them keeping the law.
为什么呢？你注意看到当时候呢，保信使徒们呢仍然在圣殿里面聚会。
And we realize that even the disciples and the apostles, they continue to gather in the temple.
他们仍然守逾越节。
And they continue to keep the Passover.
他们彼得每天祷告都照样的去圣殿祷告。
And Peter continued to pray in the temple daily.
圣经里面没有阻止犹太人这样做。
And the Bible did not forbid the Jews from doing so.
而且呢，这个是过渡时期，因为我们这些犹太人呢，是从旧约转到新约的之间呢，他们 暂时呢啊还不能够放下他们过去的这些作风。
And this was also a transitional stage when the Old Testament Jews are transiting to the New Testament, so many of them could not let go of their former practices yet.
保罗甚至我们的神对他们是保持着容忍的态度。
And Paul, in fact, our God is full of patience towards them.
所以保罗在这边所行的没有违背圣经的教导。
So whatever Paul did here did not go against the Bible's teaching.
啊，或许有人说，你看保罗在看到彼得的时候呢，彼得本来跟外邦人一起吃饭，当有这个犹太人来的时候，他马上离开。
Someone might point out that, but Paul actually opposed Peter because Peter at first.Ate together with Gentiles, but when Jews came along, he stopped associating with Gentiles.
那是因为有外邦人在，他们不要外邦人误会那个圣经的真理。
Because at that point of time, Gentiles were present, and they did not want the Gentiles to misunderstand the teaching of the Bible.
但是现在呢，我们讲的是在犹太人当中呢，没有外邦人，保罗没有做错。
But right now, in this context, there was no Gentiles present.There were only Jews, so Paul committed no wrong.
所以当我们要顺从的时候呢，一定要分清楚到底有没有违背真理。
So before we submit, we need firstly discernment on whether the truth is compromised.
保罗自己讲说，如果有人或者有天使传福音与我们所传的不同，就应当被咒诅。
Paul himself wrote that even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed.
如果我们的教会或者是你的丈夫或者是你的父亲告诉你违背圣经的事情，我们可以不遵从。
If the church or your husband or your father instructs you to go against the Bible, you can choose to disobey.
但是呢，如果不是与真理的有关的呢，我们就不需要顺从。
But if it does not concern the truth, then we ought to submit.
就算是政府要我们做一些违背圣经的事情，我们都不遵从。
Even if the government were to tell us to do something against the Bible, we are to disobey.
所以彼得在使徒行传五章二十九节说，他说顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
Therefore, in Acts 5:29, Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men."
所以不，就算你的丈夫叫你做一些事情，你必须要做一个聪明的妻子。如果他叫你做一些事情是违背圣经，与真理不符，你不应该盲从跟着他。
And if your husband were to tell you to do something that is against the Bible, you must be an intelligent and discerning wife and not obey your husband in disobeying the Bible.
你应该劝你的丈夫悔改。
You must actually counsel your husband to repent.
不然的话，你就变成亚拿尼亚撒非拉的例子。
Or else, you're by a blind submission, you become like Ananias and Sapphira's case.
有些人就盲从。
Some people are blindly submit.
你知道亚拿尼亚撒非拉的例子是什么一回事吗？
Do you know what is the example of Ananias and Sapphira?
那个丈夫说要把神的钱留起来，妻子竟然没有劝他说不可以这样做，竟然跟他一起做，结果两个一起被圣灵惩罚死了。
The husband Ananias wanted to keep a portion of the money meant for God for himself, but instead of counseling him to do the opposite,The wife, Sapphira, supported the decision, but in the end, God judged them both and struck them dead.
如果你做一个好妻子，你就要劝你的丈夫，这样做是不对的，必须要按照圣经做，这样你反而可以救你的丈夫。
If you are a good wife, you should counsel your husband and tell your husband that you should do according to what the Bible says, and in doing so, you will save your husband from judgment.
所以当我们在顺从的时候，第一件事情我们要知道，有没有违背圣经的道理。
So when we before we submit, the first thing is we must discern if this disobeys scripture.
我们要第一点就是要分辨是不是真理。
So we need discernment with regards to the truth.
以圣经违背的我们不遵从。
If it goes against the Bible, then we must disobey.
如果没有违背圣经呢，我们必须遵从。
But on the other hand, if it does not go against the Bible, we ought to obey.
这样如果我们意见不同呢？
What if we have disagreement?
啊，没有违背圣经，只是意见不同，这样怎么办呢？
What if it does not concern the truth, but it's just a matter of personal disagreement? What shall we do?
你要吃苹果，我要吃橙，有什么不同呢？我难道我一定要听你吗？
If you want to eat an apple, I want to eat orange. There is a difference there. Disagreement. Must I follow you?
你要红色，我要绿色，这样两个人应该怎么做呢？
You like red and I like green, so what shall we do?
意见不同的时候应该怎么办呢？
What shall we do when we have disagreement?
以弗所书就告诉我们说，我们要彼此顺服，纯敬畏也敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。以弗所书五章二十一节。
And Ephesians 5:21 tells us the answer. We are to be submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ.
所以，如果丈夫要做一件事情，如果你知道不是违背圣经的，你就顺服他，因为你敬畏耶和华，敬畏耶稣基督，你就听他的话。
So if your husband wants to do something that is not against the Bible, then you should submit, and that is out of reverence for God.
罗马书也是这么讲说，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
Romans 12:10 tells us the same, love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor.
我们的华文圣经不是很清楚，但是英文圣经很清楚，就是说我要更加的敬佩尊敬你，比你尊敬我更多。
And in English it says outdo, that means when you show me honor, I must show you even more honor.
所以在这里呢，我们发现一件事情，保罗，你知道保罗是对错很分明的。
And you know that Paul distinguishes right from wrong clearly.
而且呢，他常常这么讲，他说我们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
And he often says that we are not under law, but under grace.
啊，刚才我们已经提了几次，彼得跟外邦人吃饭的时候，当犹太人来的时候，犹太教的人来的时候，他竟然偷偷的走了。
And we mentioned just now that Peter was associating with the Gentiles and eating with them, but when the party of circumcision or the Jews came, he decided not to associate with Gentiles anymore. 那么
保罗就当面指责他。
And Paul opposed Peter to his face.
保罗是很黑白分明。
So Paul distinguishes black from white.
当然，当有人讲这个讲传假福音的时候呢，保罗说我连一刻的功夫都没有让他。
And when someone comes to preach a false gospel, Paul would not let him.
所以在这里，为什么保罗竟然听从他们的命令，去遵守这个律法呢？
So why did Paul obey the Jerusalem elders here and obey the law?
因为我们很清楚知道，律法呢是只是将来美事的影儿，不是本体的真相。
Because we know that the law is a shadow of the good things to come instead of the true form of these realities.
而且我们不是靠律法来称义，我们是靠信心来称义。
And we are not justified by the law, but justified by faith.
而且哥罗西书二章16节说，我们不要在饮食上、节期上、约束安息日等等这些事情上，让别人来论断我们。
And Colossians 2:16 tells us, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink.Or with regard to a festival, or a new moon, or a Sabbath.
所以我们知道基督徒不需要守这些旧约的规条。
So we know clearly that Christians need not keep the Old Testament rules and regulations.
为什么现在保罗竟然听从他们的话去守呢？
But why did Paul now obey them and kept the law?
所以有一些圣经学者认为保罗做错了。
So some Bible scholars think that Paul erred.
但是如果我们仔细分析的话呢，我们这边有两组人，一组是外邦人。
But if we distinguish this carefully or analyze this carefully, we realize that there's two groups of people. One group is the Gentiles.
外邦人保罗很清楚，不允许犹太教的人要求外邦人来守律法。
With regards to the Gentiles, Paul was very clear. He forbade the Judaizers to come and tell the Gentiles to keep the law.
因为他们人是因信得救，不是因守律法得救。
Because a man is justified by his faith and not by the law.
那么这些犹太人守惯律法的犹太人怎么办呢？
But how about those who are accustomed to keeping the law, such as the Jews?
他们也是因信称义的。
they too are justified by faith.
他们不是因行为来称义,
and not justified by work.
但是他习惯了要遵守这些律法怎么办呢?
But because they are accustomed to keeping the law, so what shall we do?
我们注意到新约里面没有一处圣经反对或者指责他们守这些律法。
And we realize that in the entire New Testament, there isn't a single passage that forbid or rebukes them for keeping the law.
所以刚才我们提到，这个使徒们也照样去守这个戒旗。
And we spoke about how even the apostles kept to the festivals.
他们在圣殿里面的这个敬拜,
and they worshiped at the temple.
他们守逾越节,
and they kept the Passover.
等等, 你会发现为什么保罗赶着回到耶路撒冷呢? 也是为了节期的关系。
And why did Paul rush back to Jerusalem? It was to actually keep the festival as well.
但是保罗称这批人呢叫做软弱的弟兄。
But Paul would consider all this group of people as weaker brethren.
因为他们这些是犹太人，知道圣经都是神告诉他们要这样遵守神的话，所以他们都很尽心尽意的去遵守神的话。
And Paul knows that this group of people, they have obeyed whatever God has told them, and that they are doing this by through their hearts and their minds.
所以他们 还不能够完全改过来，单单靠信心而已，所以他们在律法上面还要遵守。
And they cannot immediately transition all the way to faith only without obeying any words of the law.
我们注意到，在主后70年圣殿被毁之后呢，这些事情就没有。但是在这段时间里面呢，是一个过渡时间，有这些人还在遵守这些条规。
And we know that in the year AD 70, after the temple was destroyed, all these festivals, etc., were all done away with. But in between this period, they were still keeping the festivals and the law.
所以像这些人呢，保罗就像犹太人，保罗就做犹太人。
And to these Jews, Paul lived like a Jew.
让我们打开一处圣经，看看保罗怎么讲。Let
us turn to a passage to see what Paul said.
你看哥林多前书第九章。Look
at 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。1
Corinthians chapter 9.
如果我们先看第四节。Let's
first look at verse 4.
他说：“难道我没有权柄靠福音吃喝吗？难道我没有？” 权柄娶信主的姐妹为妻，一同往来，好像其余的使徒和主的弟兄，并讥讽吗？
First Corinthians 9:4. Do we not have the right to eat and drink? Do we not have the right to take along a believing wife, as do the other apostles and the brothers of the Lord and Cephas?
你跳到第十二节，如果别人有这样权柄，我们也可以，只是说我们没有用过这个权柄。
Jump to verse 12. If others share this rightful claim on you, do we not even more? Nevertheless, we have not made use of this right.
那么他的目的呢，是要人可以信靠福音。你看第十八节，既然是这样，我们的赏赐是什么呢？就是我传福音，叫别人不花钱得福音，免得我们用尽传福音的权柄。
And his motivation is in verse 18. What then is my reward? That in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel.
所以这里呢，你看到保罗传福音是不要让人得钱的，不要花钱来听福音。
And we realize that when Paul preached the gospel, he preached it free of charge.
所以我们尽量迟到，我们很做很多事情都是免费的，是要他们听福音，不是因为钱的关系。
So many things that we do it free of charge because we want people to hear the gospel and we do not want to hinder them because of expenses.
我们回到我们今天的经文，他说，你看，他说，哥林多前书九章二十节说，像犹太人我就做犹太人，不要得犹太人；像律法以下的人，我虽不在律法底下，还是做律法底下的人，不要得律法以下的人。
And we come to the passage that we are concerned about, 1 Corinthians 9:20. To the Jews, I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law.
所以这里看到保罗说，我们虽然不需要守律法，但是为了他们的良心的缘故，我们跟他一起守，为了可以得到一些 人让他们信主。
So what Paul is saying that even though we need not keep the law, but to those who are keeping the law, we will keep it with them so that they might be saved.
在二十一节，你继续看下去，哥林多前书九章二十一节说，是像没有律法的人呢，我就做没有律法的人，其实我是有律法的，我们正在基督的律法底下。第二十二节他说，像软弱的人我就做软弱的人，不要得软弱的人，像怎么样的人我就做怎么样的人，总是要救些人。
If we continue to verse 21, to those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some.
所以保罗的原则是，我们所做的呢，都是为福音的好处，为要与人同得福音的好处。
And Paul's principle.Is that I do it all for the sake of the gospel that I may share with them in its blessings.
所以保罗你看到这边有两批人。
So Paul is faced with two groups of people.
有这个外邦人很清楚，他们没有这些包袱，所以他们信主是因信称义，所以不用把这些规条压在他们身上。
To the Gentiles, the picture was very clear. They did not have any baggage with them, and they need not keep the law to be saved.So they are not to be added this burden.
但是对这些犹太人来讲呢，他说，对有律法的人，我就做有律法的人，为要帮助他们得到福音的好处。
But towards the Jews, Paul would live like someone under the law, so that they might share in the blessings of the gospel.
所以保罗听从长老们的这个命令。
Therefore, Paul submitted to the elders' command.
所以什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
当我们听从这个圣经里面的服从是什么意思呢？第一，它有没有违背真理？违背我们不服从，不违背我们必须要服从。
So what is biblical submission? Firstly, there must be discernment on whether it compromises the truth. If it doesn't, you must submit.
如果意见不同呢？
What if there's a disagreement?
意见不同呢，我们要。如果你要红，我要黑，我就遵从你，我放弃我的黑，要遵从你，更加听你的话，彼此顺服。
If you want red and I want black, but I will give up my preference and I will submit to you, and we ought to do that for one another.
为的是你的好处，为的是你能够听着福音。
It's for your sake and so that you might hear the gospel.
是为了你的信心的关系。
It's for your faith.
是因为爱你的关系。
It's because we love you.
是为了福音的关系。
It's for the sake of the gospel.
是为了主耶稣的关系。
And it's for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个叫做顺服。
And that's submission.
就是说，如果你要一样东西跟我的不同，但是我愿意放弃我的自由，我可以要，但是我放弃，为了你的好处，这个服从你，顺服你。
So if you want one thing and I want another, I will set aside my right and my freedom and I will submit to you.
所以这个就是我们应该做的事情。
That's what we ought to do.
所以我们要听从，如果教会给我们一些教导，如果以圣经违背，我们不服从。
So when the church gives us some form of teaching that is against the Bible, we must disobey.
如果以没违背圣经，我们就听从。
If it does not disobey the Bible, we are to submit.
但是如果是个人喜好呢？我意见这样，你的意见那样呢？
What if it is a personal preference and I like this while you like that?
我们放下自己。
Then we should let go of ourselves.
我们听从他。
And we should submit to that person.
为了耶稣基督的关系。
For the sake of Jesus Christ.
为了福音的见证。
For the purpose of the gospel.
为了弟兄姐妹的好处。
And for the benefit of
也可以为了长老们弟兄。教会领袖们的良心可以面对神。
And in fact, it can be for the sake of the conscience of the elders because they bring an account to God.
做得到吗？
Can you do that?
做得到吗？
Are you able to do that?
当然做得到。
Of course you can.
主耶稣为我们做了这么多，为我们死，为我们的舍命，我们连这一点都不能做吗？
The Lord Jesus did so much for us and he died and shed his blood for us. Can't we do just that little bit?
你看保罗他很坚持，但是这件事情呢，他都可以放下，忍气吞声。好，我们像犹太人做犹太人，像有律法的人我做有律法的人，我知道我有自由不用这样做，但是他还是做，为的是要多得人。
And we see that Paul, in this case, he actually submitted to the elders and lived like a Jew to the Jew, and for the reason of wanting to win more people to Christ.
但是最后一点
，the last point，
你看到保罗尊重他人
，and Paul had deference to others。
所以你看第二十六节
，look at verse 26。
二十六节说，于是保罗就带了四个人，他们一同去行洁净的礼，进了圣殿，然后报名了洁净的日期等等。
Then Paul took the men, and the next day he purified himself along with them, and went into the temple, giving notice when the days of purification would be fulfilled, and the offering presented for each one of them.
这个 different 这意思就是当你听别人的意见，听别人的意思，遵从他的意思。
So difference means that you listen to the advice of others and you submit.
好像腓立比书二章三节。
It's like Philippians 2 verses 3.
他说凡事不要借挡，不要贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存着谦卑，看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others.
所以你看到看别人比自己强。
Count others more significant.
看别人比自己重要。
Count others as better than yourself.
所以一个人夫妻一个要吃中餐，一个要吃西餐，怎么办？
So,if you are husband and wife and one prefers Chinese cuisine, another Western cuisine,
看别人比自己重要。你太太要西餐就西餐，你太太要中餐就中餐，让她，不是真理的关系，不用打。
Count others more significant. If your wife wants Western, go Western. If your wife wants Chinese, go Chinese. There is no need to fight over this because it does not concern the truth.
看她比自己重要。
See, look upon her as more important than yourself.
这个叫做圣经中的顺服。
That's biblical submission.
为什么呢？你为了他的好处，放下自己，看他比自己重要。好像耶稣基督把自己放下，为了我们拯救我们。
It is for her sake that, and for her benefit that you do this, just like how Jesus, for our salvation, for our benefit, he gave his life for us.
我们看到有些人在排队的时候，有些人跳到前面去，这个插队。
We see some people that they will cut the queue.
啊，我们就跑去后面啊，因为你有你的权利嘛。
And we will shout at the guy, "Hey, queue up!" Because we have our rights.
是的，你有你的权利，但是为了耶稣基督，为了主耶稣福音的见证，你可不可以说没有关系，让他走先？
And yes, you do have a right, but is it possible that for the sake of the Lord Jesus and His gospel, you allow that person to go first?
这个是圣经中的顺服，顺服耶稣基督。
That's biblical submission, submit to Christ.
不要坚持自己的利益。
Do not insist on your own rights.
今天我们很少听到这种教导。
Today we seldom hear such teaching.
我们要的是坚持我的权柄。
We want to insist on our
rights. 坚持我的利益。
And our benefits.
但是我们在教会里面要学习，当你的弟兄，当你的姐妹有需要，你放下自己，以他为更重要。
But in the church, we ought to learn that for the sake of our brother or sister, we should consider them as more important and let go of our own rights.
圣经里面有没有教导我们说要在上的掌权者你要顺服呢？
Doesn't the Bible teach us to obey the governing authorities above us?
圣经有没有教导我们要依顺从呢？领导我们的人呢？
Doesn't the Bible tell us that we are to obey our leaders?
那是圣经的教导，不是我的教导。
This is the teaching of the Bible, not mine.
如果你不违背，你是不违背神，不是违背我。
If you disobey, you are not disobeying me, you are disobeying God.
何况我们的教会没有压制大家，也没有要求大家做什么。
And what's more is that our church did not lord it over everyone or demand that anyone do anything.
我们只要求大家读你的圣经 VRG 圣经的读经手册。
And all we ask of you is to read your Bibles with the help of the Bible reading guide.
读你的圣经
，read your Bibles.
来祷告会
，come for the prayer meeting.
传福音
，preach the gospel.
有没有困难呢？
Is that too difficult?
这些都是圣经的教导，你不遵从，你就不遵从神，不是不遵从我们。
All these are biblical teachings. When you disobey, you are disobeying God and not disobeying us.
所以弟兄姐妹，这些如果不以圣经，不是以真理违背的呢，我们就要听从。
And if it is not against the Bible, then we are to submit.
那时候你的意见跟我的意见，我们意见不同，我们还是听从教会领导。
And what if you have your opinion and I have mine? When we have different opinions, then we ought to be submitted to the church leadership.
放下自己，
let go of ourselves.
听从长老，听从教会属灵的带领。
Submit to the elders and the spiritual leadership of the church.
同样的，妻子顺服你的丈夫。
Similarly, wives submit to your husbands.
孩子听从你的父母。
Children obey your parents.
你们做工的听从你们在公司的老板。
And those of you who are working and employees, you are to obey your bosses.
这些都是圣经的教导。
These are all teachings from the Bible.
你遵从不是因为他有什么好被你服从的，是因为你遵从耶稣基督。
And you obey not because the person you are obeying is of any good to you, but because you are obeying God.
神是在上的掌权者，就是政府，我们都要这样遵从。
And even the government, we are to submit.
所以这个是我们要学习基督徒的人生，就是一个顺服的人生。
And this is what we ought to learn, that the Christian life is a life of submission.
我们要学习彼此尊重。
And we are to defer to one another.
如果你喜欢什么，我们就让你得心愿得偿，让你能够开心，这个是我们应该做的工作。
If you like one thing, we should try our best to fulfill your wish. This is what we ought to do.
直到你能够感觉到我们的爱，感觉到我们的关心。
So that you can feel our love and our concern.
如果教会是这样的话，一个陌生的人走进来，就感觉到这个就是基督在的地方，这个是基督的身体，这个是基督的教会。
If the church is like that, then when a stranger walks in, he will feel the love of Christ through the love of the church.
让我们同心祷告。
And let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, we pray that you grant us discernment, like Paul, and of course to have biblical discernment, we need to know your word. Therefore, help us to be submitted to the church's teaching that we are to read our Bibles. And when there are disagreements or anything that does not concern the truth, let us defer to one another and hold one another as more significant than ourselves. And may we strive as a church to outdo one another to show honor. In Jesus' name, Amen.